Today on the podcast, we're looking at how to strengthen up your fifth chakra, your voice, and say what you need to say in this world. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, leave a message or rate and review on iTunes, and please share with a friend that might enjoy. Today, it's Friday, so it's Yoga Friday. We're going to do a really lovely yoga sequence that I've been playing with all week. And this is a sequence dedicated to our fifth chakra. So our fifth chakra is an energy center that is located right around our throat. And our throat is the center of our voice, and it is the way that we communicate out with the world. And I've had a lot of play this week because on the one hand, sometimes we need to tame our voice and not just say the first thing that comes to mind, right? Sometimes we have to take a step back and say, okay, is this really something that needs to be said? Is this good and kind for myself and for others? Does this bring more joy and love into the world, or is this inflammatory and not really needing to be said? So on the one hand, we have to tame our voice. And on the other hand, we have to have the courage to speak out so that when we see something, whether it's an injustice, something that does not jive with our values and boundaries, how do we have the strength to actually say what we need to say? So we're working today a lot on finding strength in the back body so that you can speak with certainty, with integrity, and with strength, not just needing to blab everything out that you hear, but instead talking and working with real strength. So please take a moment, grab your yoga mat, grab any blocks or blankets or props that you like to use, and let's get going. We're gonna lie on our backs to start. So we start with our Shavasana. Take the shoulder blades, tuck them beneath you so that the palms can face up. Bend, release all the way up and down the body. And feeling steadiness in your breath right here. Can you feel here the strength of your head pressing into the earth? So that you are connected through the back body to the ground. And back of the shoulders, along the spine, into the hips. Softness down to ground. And slowly, you're going to bring the left knee into the chest and hug the left knee in. Try to keep shoulders soft on the earth here so that you're really stretching from the hip and the left leg, not necessarily from the back body. And you'll take an inhale here. Left knee comes over to the right for a twist, a spinal twist, nice and easy here. Since we're right at the beginning of our practice, doesn't have to be the deepest twist ever. And slowly bring left knee back in through center. And now lift the chest and the head. So you're hugging the left knee in. Hover the right foot 2 inches off the mat. So right leg lifts up 2 inches, the belly engages. And then exhale, switch, hug right knee in, left leg goes long, and then bring the left foot down to earth. Hug the right knee in, full breath in. And then bring right knee over to the left side for your twist. Full breath in. Full breath out. Come back in through center, holding onto the right knee. Tuck the chin up, lift the shoulders, and then lift the left foot 2 inches off the mat. Switch legs. right foot down, take that left knee over to the right into a twist. Inhale to lift the left knee up, hug in, switch, left leg down, right knee over to the left, twist. Inhale to center, lift the chest up, switch, left knee in, and then left knee to the right. Left knee to center, inhale, lift the chest, switch the legs, right knee to left. Back to center, lift that left heel, switch the legs, and then left knee to right. Inhale to center, hug in, switch the legs, and then right knee to left. That's our last one. Inhale to center, hug the right knee in. This time bring the left knee in as well. So you're holding onto both knees. And then start to rock forward and back, forward and back. Coming up to a seat and then pressing back to downward facing dog. In the down dog, can you be aware of the back body? Feeling the ears in line with the arms. A little bend into the knees as the hips pull up to sky. You are long and strong right here in this pose. Nice. We'll come out through high plank and lower all the way down onto the ground. Inhale for baby cobra. Now, in this baby cobra, really get strong underneath the feet. Feel the pinky toes turn down, the knees lift an inch off the mat, and the chest is pulling up as the elbows pull back. Give it a deep breath. Exhale to lower down. Second time, different variation. Take the hands behind the head, clasp the hands behind the head, and then inhale to lift the chest, pressing head into hands, hands into head, strong, strong, strong underneath the feet. Take a full breath in, feel the engagement through the back of the neck and the head here, and then slowly lower body back down to earth. Really nice. Take hands underneath the shoulders, press back, downward facing dog. One step at a time, let's start to walk to the front of the mat. We'll come to a forward fold here and let the knees bend ever so slightly so that weight can come towards the toes so that head can drop. Find the length through the back of the body here. So follow the line of energy from the heels all the way up the legs, around the hips, and then down the spine to the crown of the head. Find the engagement there first. Halfway lift on the inhale. Exhale to fold forward. Inhale, come all the way up to standing, reach the arms tall. And exhale, hands come to heart. Now, stand in your Tadasana pose here. So shoulder blades pull slightly together, a teensy bend in the knees so you're just not locking out. Shoulders are heavy as the shoulder blades come together. And can you take your attention to the base of the rib cage? So the part where the rib cage starts to split to become the abdomen, so it's like the top of the abs, bottom of the rib cage. Find that space and gently pull back, so that the ribcage isn't popping out, but rather you're pulling in to get strong through the back body. Now with the same strength in the rib cage, the bottom rib cage, slowly can clasp the hands behind the back and squeeze the shoulder blades together, but let this motion happen from the arms and the shoulders, not from the chest. So rib cage stays in line and strong as the shoulder blades pull together on the back body. Notice this feeling that the chest doesn't have to move even though the hands come together on the back, even though the shoulders are engaging differently. Full breath. And slowly bring shoulders back towards neutral. Release the hands. Inhale to lift the hands up to sky. Exhale, fold the body forward. Halfway lift on the inhale. Exhale, hands down and step back. The left foot steps back. Left foot back. Right leg is still forward. And then you're going to keep the spine parallel to the earth. So spine's parallel to the ground. And then reach the arms straight forward. You want to feel like you're trying to squeeze a block between the hands. And if you have a block, grab it. Squeeze it right here between the palms. And reach the hands out as far as you can as the left heel pulls back. Full big breath in. Full deep breath out. Inhale. And exhale. Keep pulling that right hip back in space and then lift up to a high lunge, arms straight up to sky. Feel the length through the sides of the waist, the arms reaching out through the outer edges of the arms. Exhale, bring the hands down to ground, step back, high plank. Lower halfway or all the way. Up dog on the inhale. Down dog on the exhale. Full inhale. Full exhale. Gaze forward, inhale. Bend knees, step or hop to the front on the exhale. Halfway lift, spine gets long. Exhale, fold on down. Inhale up to standing, reach the arms tall. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale to reach up. Exhale to fold forward. Halfway lift, breath in. Hands come down, step or hop back, high plank and lower. Up dog, inhale, shoulders together. Exhale, down dog, folding in. Gaze forward, inhale. Bend knees, exhale, step or hop. Halfway, breath in. Exhale, hands down. Inhale, up to standing. Exhale, hands to heart. Up to stand from the strength of the back body. Exhale, fold forward. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, right foot steps back, right foot steps back. Gaze forward and reach the body forward. So body reaches forward, hands reach forward. You are getting so long towards the front of your room. Finding length right here. Can you feel the outer edges of the shoulders pulling up? So chest stays strong and open as the outer edges of the arms lift. High lunge, come all the way up. So strong here, keep bending that left knee. Full breaths. Deep inhale. Exhale, hands down to ground. Step back, high plank. Lower, halfway or all the way. Up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Full inhale. Full exhale. Big breath in. Big breath out. Halfway lift. Actually, you're at the back of the mat, so no halfway lift. I meant to say inhale to look forward. Whew. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the front. Halfway lift here now. And exhale to fold again. Chair pose, bend the knees so deep. You can take the hands behind the head. So you can clasp the hands behind the head, press the back of the head into the hands as you bend the knees so deeply. Strong chair pose. And notice how when you press the back of the head into the hands, there's some engagement in the top of the abdominals. Find that strength right here. Full breath. One more. Fold forward. Nice. Halfway lift. Inhale. Hands down. Chaturanga. Step or hop back. Up dog. Inhale. Down dog. Exhale. Full breath in. Long breath out. Breath in. And breath out. Inhale, lift right leg up to sky. Step between hands for your high lunge. Full inhale. Warrior two. And your warrior two, bend the right knee super deep. Pull that left leg nice and far back so you have a good bend in the right knee. You're really holding the body up and so strong here. And we're going to take reverse warrior here. So reverse warrior, left hand on the left thigh, right hand, usually we put it up into the sky to make the side stretch, but this time bend the right elbow and put the right hand at the back of the head and gently press into the right hand to engage the right rib cage. Find your strength right here. Two breaths. Straighten the right knee. Triangle pose. Exhale. Full breath in. Full breath out. Bend the right knee towards an extended side angle. Give yourself one big breath. And then left hand comes down to the ground for a side plank. Left hand down, right hand up to sky. Full inhale. And full exhale here. Strong belly. Really pull the heels back. Hands down, vinyasa. Up dog. And down dog. And let's take the other side. So we're going to do left leg lifted up to sky. High lunge. Step between the hands. Reach the arms tall, big breath. And then warrior two, this big open hip here, press so strong into both feet, soften into the hips, relax down. Reverse warrior, left hand comes behind the left head and press head into hand, hand into head to engage the left side body. Find that length, big inhale. And then straighten the left knee, triangle pose, reach way far forward, left hand down, right hand up to sky. Full inhale, bend the left knee super deep, one breath strong, right hand down, side plank variation. So right hand down, left hand up to sky, flex those feet and find the length. Full inhale, hands down, vinyasa, up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Big inhale. And exhale. Let's take another round. Right leg lifts the sky. Step between hands, high lunge. Arms to sky, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse with hand behind the head. And then straighten the right leg. Triangle pose, reach way far forward and down, left hand up to sky, and then bend the right knee for your extended side angle. For here, from here, half moon, walk the right hand forward, lift the left leg up so you get really long and extended, pressing into the right foot, straightening up that right leg and kicking the left leg out as much as you can. Feel the opening through the front body that comes from the stability in the back body here. Now, slowly, this is a multi-step transition. Start to bend the right knee, left foot next to right, chair pose. Find your chair pose, big inhale. Hands to heart and twist to the right. Hook the elbow, press the palm so strong, big breath. And then fold forward on your exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, chaturanga, step or hop back. Up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. One more side, left leg lifts. High lunge on the breath out. Arms to sky, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse warrior, left hand behind the head. Straighten the knee, triangle pose. Bend the left knee, extended side angle. And then take it to your half moon. Left hand forward, right hand up, right foot up. Stamp the right heel. Engage right here. Full breath. And exhale. Start to bend both knees, taking right foot next to left, chair pose. And you start to twist to the left. Full inhale. Fold forward, exhale. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, exhale. Up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Full in. Full out. Big breath. And breath out. Let's come forward, high plank. Lower all the way down onto the belly. Let's get ready for locust pose. Hands down by the sides, palms face down. And you're gonna press into the feet and hands to lift the shoulders and head up. Squeeze the shoulder blades together. Find a lift in the upper body and then lift the hands all the way up to sky. And then lift the feet all the way to sky. You are floating on the hips and belly. You are so strong. Big breath. Exhale, lower all the way down. Second time, locust pose. Inhale, lift, shoulders up, hands up. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze together. Find your length, big breath. Slowly lower. One breath in. One breath out. Last time, bridge or locust or bow, so you can lift up the same way or bend the knees, take hold of the feet and kick hands into feet or feet into hands to lift the body up. We've got three breaths. Two. Keep lifting up through the chest, up through the back of the head. You're long through the neck. Exhale, lower everything down. Nice. Windshield wiper, feet side to side and side to side. And then press hands into ground next to the rib cage, child's pose. Shifting all the way back. Full inhale. Full exhale. And breath in. And breath out. Big inhale. And exhale. You're gonna press into the hands coming to sit on the shins. You will take the hips to one side, feet to the other, legs out straight in front. Bend the right knee so the foot's on the earth and then step the right foot to the outside of the left leg. So right foot strong on the ground. Wrap the left arm around the right knee and then clasp the hands and gently pull in on the arms. So pull the arms towards you. Press the right knee into the arms. strong right here. Two breaths. Right hand will drop behind the hips and you sit up even a little taller for your twist. Full breath in. Exhale to round back. Come over towards the left. Tuck the chin here for a counter twist. Full breath. And full exhale. Come back through center. Unwind the right leg. Let's bend the left knee. Take the left foot to the outside of the right thigh. And then right arm wraps around the left leg. Hands pull in to help you twist. And you're going to pull in on the arms. Press the left knee away. Pull, pull, pull in on the body. And as you exhale, left hand drops behind you for your twist. Left hand behind, hugging that right knee in, or hugging the left knee in, excuse me. You breathe. Strength through the back body. Back in through center, twist over to the right side, both hands to the outside of the right leg, and then come back through center, unwind the legs, give a little shake, and then slowly lower all the way down onto the back, finding your Shavasana once again. And you feel the body so strong, connected to earth, relaxing in. Feeling the back of the head press into ground, the entire body relaxing into earth. You breathe. You soften. And completely present. The sensations here in your body. Next inhale, take a deep breath in. Long breath out. Start to wiggle fingers and toes, gently pulling the body in, waking the body up. bend the knees, walking in towards the hips, and you'll roll over onto the right side and pause. Here, the body softens, and you feel your breath having in and out through the throat. I'm deciding right here what would bring more balance to your voice. Do you need to rein it in? Do you need to think before you speak? Or does the world actually need to hear a little more of what you have to share? Just let whatever comes to mind first be what you answer right here. No need to overthink. And come back in through center, pressing into the hands, coming to a seated position, eyes closed, hands pressed together at your heart. Knowing your voice is powerful and strong and can be used for good. The light in me very humbly bows that same light in each one of you. Namaste.